Interestingly enough, Glissandro 70 is a project that started with the creation of a track for an audio weblog. Late in 2003, Craig Dunsmuir, a.k.a. Guitar Kestra, teamed up with Sandro Perry, a.k.a. Palmo Palpo, and created the long-form Somethings for the excellent Muted Tones project. In a weird twist of fate, I actually created a track for this very series only 2 months later, so I was already familiar with the work that the two had done together when I read that they had collaborated on a full-length project for Constellation Records. But oh, how their work has changed since then. Whereas their original track was a 10-minute piece that delayed and echoed plucked guitar tones and fret noises into a minimalist, almost Steve Reichish progression, their work now cribs sounds from 80s dance music, Afrobeat, and a few other genres, and stirs it into a mixture that has things in common with the Animal Collective and other pop music that's trying to break down typical preconceptions. After the buoyant, re-edited version of Something opens the disc with a nice build, the duo gets down to business with Analog Shantytown. After starting out with a backwoods hustle of la harmonica and vocals, the track goes through a goofy section with looped acoustic guitars before building into a chanting, stomping sing-along. Bolin Muppets follows, and is probably the best track on the entire album, as the two again start things off in modest ways before piling on layer after layer of instrumentation and vocals to build the track into a buoyant, celebratory piece that never gets too loud but makes me smile every time I hear it.
Back to Baron, set back by the sweep of your own sway. How will you wear it, scented by the sweet of your own spray?
Both of the remaining tracks on the album follow similar formulas in that they start with some sort of simple loop, then build and change from there. Portugal Rua Rua turns some words from Juan Atkins' Model 500 into a closing that's both conspiratorial and downright fun at the same time.
Isaac's a treasure map. No less salvage cardboard 10-foot anonymous with a burn wash.
Meanwhile, End West stretches their rhythmic beat funk out to 13 minutes in a trance-inducing closer that works like a charm. At 36 minutes, this is a fun little release that never gets a chance to repeat itself, and it's easily the most cheerful thing that the Constellation label has ever released. It very well may become your soundtrack to spring.